Triple M News.
Hi there, Erin Roan with the latest. A man's been shot in what police believe was a targeted attack in Sydney's southwest. Emergency crews were called to a home at Panania just before nine last night to find the man had been slugged once in the leg. He's been taken to hospital in a stable condition with the shooter yet to be found. It comes as a taxi passenger has been charged with threatening a cabbie in Parramatta. He'll face court today. Police have ruled out a shark attack after a man died while swimming at a beach in Tasmania. The 42-year-old was close to the shore at Lauderdale Beach when it's believed he was struck in the stomach by a stingray barb. Paramedics were unable to revive him. Investigations are continuing. US President Donald Trump is heading to the state of California to survey the devastation from deadly wildfires that have swept the region. 71 people are now confirmed dead and more than 1,000 others remain missing, many of them elderly people who lived in a mobile home park in the town of Paradise. In sport, the Wallabies have put in an impressive effort to secure a 26-7 win over Italy in their spring tour match. Marika Corabetti starred for the Aussies, crossing the line twice in the opening 40 minutes. David Pocock was forced to leave the field with concussion, putting him in doubt for their clash against England in Twickenham. The Proteas have triumphed over the Aussies in a rain-soaked T20 clash on the Gold Coast, the visitors taking a 21-run win after the match was limited to 10 overs each following a rain delay. Aaron Finch has told Fox Sports they had a strong start, but it wasn't enough.
1 for 43 after three overs. We did a great job to drag it back then, so maybe a couple too many runs, but with the bat we just lost a few too many wickets along the way, and in a 10-over game chasing 110, everything has to go right.
And the Socceroos have held on for a 1-1 draw against South Korea in Brisbane. It's a boost for the Aussies as they prepare for the Asian Cup in January.